each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited and sharing my excitement with you. Today, let's talk fish. To do so, on the line with me now, Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady. Yes, fish is the topic again. And today, sections of the Kuskokwim, along with certain tributaries, have closed to gillnets to allow the initial push of king salmon to reach the headwaters. Here to talk with me about these restrictions are Alaska Department of Fish and Game Kuskokwim fisheries biologist Ben Gray and Alaska State Wildlife Trooper Walter Blajewski. Good morning, and thank you both for joining us.
Good morning, Anna Rose. Thank you.
Good morning, Anna.
And Ben, let's start with you. First, will you just map out which areas of the river have closed to gillnets?
Yes, so as of 12:01 this morning, sections 1 and 2 of the Kuskokwim River have closed to drift and set gillnets. These sections are defined as the mouth of the Kuskokwim River up to the confluence of the Tulixac River with the Kuskokwim River. The gillnet closures will roll up the river in the following days. So you'll see Section 3, Tulixac River to the Aniak River, close on June 3rd. Section 4, Tulixac River to the Holitna River, close on June 9th. And Section 5, the Holitna River up to the headwaters of the Kuskokwim River, close on June 11th. Additionally, as of 12:01 this morning, salmon spawning tributaries have closed to the use of drift and set gillnets. These closures include the Kwefluk River to a regulatory marker at its confluence with Kuskokwak Slough, the Keezeralik and Kasigluk Rivers, including Old Kuskokwak Slough to regulatory markers at the confluence of Old Kuskokwak Slough with Kuskokwak Slough, the Tulixac River, including its confluence with the Kuskokwim River and downstream approximately 1 mile to a regulatory marker, and the Aniak River to regulatory markers at its confluence with the Kuskokwim River. Fishing methods such as dip nets, beach seines, fish wheels, and hook and line remain open during the front end closure. However, any Chinook salmon captured must be returned to the water.
And Ben, why does this early June gillnet closure, why does it even occur?
Well, as you said in the introduction, the reason behind the front end closure is to protect Chinook salmon bound for the headwaters. A combination of years of traditional knowledge and tagging studies conducted over the past few years confirms that most Chinook salmon moving up the Kuskokwim River during the end of May and beginning of June are headed to the headwaters. The front end closure therefore allows these fish to move upriver so that people who live in middle and upper river communities have an equitable opportunity to harvest Chinook salmon for subsistence purposes, and so that enough Chinook salmon can make it to spawn and allow for future harvest and escapement.
And there will be 3 set gillnet openings during the first 2 weeks of June. Tell me about when these are and the times that they'll be happening.
Sure. So during the front end closure, there'll be 3 24-hour set net opportunities occurring on June 3rd, 6th, and 9th, each starting at 11 a.m. and ending the next day at 11 a.m. The openers on June 3rd and 6th will take place in sections 1 through 3, and on June 9th in sections 1 through 4. These opportunities are restricted to 6 inch or less mesh set nets, 60 feet in length, 45 meshes in depth, and must be operated within 100 feet of the mean high water mark. Set nets should be fished substantially in a straight line out from the bank and have a buoy attached that has the user's first initial, last name, and address clearly written on it. And for clarification purposes, because we get this question at the office, people can use the net that they would normally use for drifting so long as it meets the 6-inch or less mesh size and 45 meshes deep regulation, and so long that no more than 60 feet of the net is in fishable condition. So a person could fish only 60 feet of their net by tying up the remaining length of it. And while this may seem confusing, these 6-inch set net periods are not king salmon-directed fisheries. The intent behind these opportunities is to allow for harvest of other species during the front end closure, such as sheafish, pike, lush, and whitefish. That said, inevitably some kings will be harvested during these openers and retention is allowed.
And I just want to clarify one thing that you said earlier when you talked about how which areas of the river are closing as of today. So under state regulations, June 1st, the waters are, of the main stem are closing from the mouth to the Tooloosac River, but under federal regulation, they're closing from the mouth all the way up to the refuge boundary marker at Aniak. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's what I understand. So the river is underneath a federal special action from today, June 1st and July 1st. I don't want to speak too much towards their regulations, so I don't misspeak, but I would recommend contacting the Fish and Wildlife Service office in Bethel for more information.
Okay. Well, to repeat, just for the radio, under federal regulation, the federal waters, as of this morning at 12:01 a.m., did close the gillnets from the mouth up to the refuge marker at Aniak. And we will be having those three set gillnet openings. So, Trooper Blajewski, you're going to be out on the river patrolling during these set net openings. And last year, there were nets that were confiscated during these openings for various violations. So what do people need to know so that that doesn't happen again this year?
Sure, Anna. Thanks for asking that question. Last year, we did have some nets that were in violation of the regulation and were seized temporarily. And those violations were over length and over mesh size. And as Ben stated earlier, these three openings are going to be a max length of 60 feet of fishable net, 6-inch mesh, and 45 mesh deep. So we definitely need to make sure that when you do put your set nets out, you're only fishing 60 feet or less of that net, which is usually much longer.
And then another important point, as I understand it, is the buoys, making sure that those are properly marked. What needs to be written on the set net buoys?
Sure, Anna. So by regulation, what's required to mark the buoy for unattended gear is the first initial and last name to include the address of the operator. One very helpful piece of information that we appreciate is if you can put a phone number on your buoy as well. That way, if myself or another wildlife trooper does come across your net and there is an issue, maybe we can contact you and resolve the issue without having to impound the net. So again, it's not required, but strongly encouraged that you put a contact phone number on your buoy.
And what are other safety measures that you, as someone who's going to be patrolling the river, you'd recommend as people head out on the water this summer?
Just some basic boater safety things are always good to be aware of. You know, it's the beginning of the boating season. Make sure your PFDs are in good condition and on the boat, one for each person of the correct size. If you have a child, an adult-sized life jacket is not appropriate. If you're 13 years of age or older, life jacket in the boat, not necessarily required to be worn, but strongly encouraged. And if you're under the age of 13, that child must have the life jacket worn if they're in an open boat, which most of our boats on the Kuskokwim are.
And returning to Ben, this year's King Salmon Run is forecasted to be similar to last year's run. So what did the return of kings look like last summer on the Kuskokwim?
So the 2019 Kuskokwim River total run was estimated at 227,000 Chinook salmon, which is slightly higher than the 216,000 fish average. Total harvest was estimated at 38,000 fish, with total escapement estimated at 188,000 fish. The 2019 escapement greatly exceeded the drainage-wide escapement goal of 65,000 to 120,000 fish. Also in 2019, all Chinook, salmon, weir, and aerial escapement goals were met or exceeded within the Kuskokwim River drainage. So the 2020 forecast range is for a run of 193 to 261,000 kings, which is an average run to above average run for Chinook salmon on the Kuskokwim River.
And we do focus a lot on the king salmon, but tell me about the other salmon species that come up the Kuskokwim. What did those returns look like last year, the chum, the reds, and the silvers? And also, what's forecasted for this year?
So last year's returns were later than normal for chums, reds, and silvers. However, all escapement goals were met or exceeded in 2019. The Kuskokwim area does not have a formal forecast for chum, sockeye, or coho salmon returns, but broad expectations are developed based on parent year escapements and recent year trends. That said, for 2020, we're expecting to see average to above average returns and to meet or exceed escapement goals for each of these species. Therefore, at this time, there is not a conservation concern for chums, reds, and silvers. And I would expect that normal harvest will occur throughout the 2020 season.
And then the Bethel test fishery began operating today as well. And many people look to these numbers to monitor the run of salmon up the Kuskokwim. Where can people find this information from the Bethel test fishery?
Sure. So the Bethel test fishery actually began it a little early this year. So it started on May 26, and as of this morning, they fished 10 tides and caught four king salmon. Starting today, June 1st, ADF&G will be posting daily catch information at the Bethel office, as well as our new Facebook page, Kuskokwim River Fishing. I encourage listeners to like and subscribe to this page. That's Kuskokwim River Fishing, for these daily updates, as well as for advisory announcements and other information of interest to Kuskokwim River stakeholders.
And will you explain how this information is meant to represent the run of salmon on the river? Will you explain just what the Bethel test fishery is? When do people go out and how this is used as an index and not an exact counting method?
Sure. So Bethel test fish methods have remained largely unchanged since 1984. The technicians go out an hour after each posted high tide and fish with a series of drift nets or drift gill nets, an 8-inch and a 5 3/8-inch during the early part of the king salmon run on until July 15th. And like you said, it is an index of abundance, so we're getting daily catch per unit effort numbers at the Bethel test fishery site. And from that index, we can get an idea of run timing as well as some broad comparisons across years to see, based on those CPUE numbers, what our king salmon run and what our other species runs are looking like.
Mm-hmm. With Trooper Plajewski, back to you. With fishing starting, or with the fishing season now upon us, as a wildlife trooper, is there anything else you would like people to keep in mind this season?
I think the overall message we want to send is just, get out there, be safe while you're collecting your fish. Pay attention to the regulations so we minimize the amount of violations that may occur. And just, again, get out there and enjoy the Kuskokwim River, and hopefully everybody gets the fish that that they need this year.
And, Ben, something else I'd like you to touch on with the Bethel test fishery. As I understand it, with the king salmon that are harvested from the Bethel test fishery, those king salmon are given to ONC, and ONC distributes them to various community members. But when people receive the king salmon the females, many of the females, their eggs will be removed for a sampling project. And then also, once again this year, as seen in previous years, there'll be a cut in the salmon's head to have the ear bone, the otolith, removed. Will you talk about why those two parts are being removed and what they're being studied for?
Sure. So speaking towards the egg fecundity study, so Gary Dikosis over at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Refuge is conducting a study this year to look at correlations between the size of king salmon and the amount of eggs that they, you know, have within them that they would spawn. The otoliths, those ear bones, those are being taken by ONC technicians, and those are being aged so we can get an idea of the age structure of the Chinook salmon run coming up during 2020.
And we just have one more minute. Is there anything else that either of you would like to leave our listeners with this morning?
So, yeah, I'd also like to share some information on a temperature monitoring study that ADF&G will be conducting this summer. Following one of the warmest years on record for Kuskokwim River waters, ADF&G will be deploying two temperature monitoring buoys, one near Bethel Test Fishing Site and the other near the Antioch Test Fishing Site. The information gained from this study will give greater insight into the temperature conditions salmon face during their migrations from the lower to middle river. This year is a feasibility study, and in the coming years, we hope to expand this study throughout the river. So if you see a large red buoy labeled ADF&G Research at the Bethel Test Fishing Zone below Strait and Church Sloughs, please do not disturb it because it has very sensitive electronics on it. Thank you.
And thank you both for joining us this morning. I was joined by Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Kuskokwim Fisheries Biologist Ben Gray, and Alaska State Wildlife Trooper Walter Blajewski. Ben and Walter, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And Grady, back to you.
Thank you, Anna Rose, and have a great day. And leave me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.